A ministry seeks to bring hope to Israel against a backdrop of mourning. An institute in Ghana lives to train and train students to live. And one mission group is showing creative ways to make kingdom impact. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of the month of Av on the Jewish calendar. It's observed as a day of mourning, and this year it's July 24th. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says there's good reason for it. Over the course of history, Israel has suffered tragedy and catastrophe on Tisha B'Av.
The first temple was leveled on the 9th of Av. The second temple was leveled on the 9th of Av. The Spanish Inquisition started on the 9th of Av. The final solution was presented to Hitler on the 9th of Av. And so as we're heading toward that, there seems to be every year this collective sigh of, okay, what's going to happen this year?
While it's difficult work, Doyle says they're still resourcing a remnant church in the Middle East.
With all of the pressure, Israel in a vice grip right now, and Syria openly saying that they're going to attack, Israelis are just bracing themselves for another tragedy, something coming their way. But on the other hand, that gives believers a chance to openly share their faith and talk about the hope in Yeshua as Savior.
Next, global poverty can be an overwhelming issue to face. Compassion International's new You Can web campaign is helping people understand the issue and be empowered to do something about it. Tim Glenn says you'll see two things when you visit the website.
One piece is called Find Your Voice. That's the Get Educated piece. And the other is Speak Up, and that's the Get Involved and practical ways that you can join in on the fight against poverty.
On the site, you can share how you've helped fight poverty or take a quiz to see how much you know about issues that contribute to poverty. Then, learn what the Bible says. Glenn says the power of You Can is the possibility for it to spread among all age groups.
My prayer is that people will go to this website, that they will use these resources to learn more about poverty and how they can get involved in the fight against poverty, and then share those resources with their friends, with their family, with their church, so that we can start a movement of people getting involved in the fight against global poverty.
Visit our website to learn more about this exciting campaign. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization ship, the Logos II, has closed its doors to the public, but only for a few weeks. Dry-docked in Bremerhaven, Germany, the crew is now taking time to do annual maintenance. When the programs begin again in September, there will be a transfer of about 120 personnel from the Logos Hope to Logos II. They'll celebrate the September departure and personnel transfer with a short public program in Germany. Pray that the crew will be ready and refreshed for the coming months. Elsewhere, Ghana has launched a currency redenomination effort in a bid to fight hyperinflation. Growing economic freedom means workers must be skilled, but training can be hard to come by. Enter the Oasis International Training Center. Ambrose Brennan shares the example of how one student from a salt mining village went home following his training.
Someone came up to him and asked him, could you help us with this? We want to start exporting salt to other West African countries. So he was expressing how the class had really taught him the importance of responsibility and leadership both in the church and in the community.
Stories like this one underscore the reason the Oasis Institute exists, Brennan says.
Our motto here is living to train and training to live. And we're really teaching people from a biblical aspect how to live their lives in a manner which will be more pleasing to God and will be more beneficial to themselves.
And today begins the four-day National Worship Leader Conference in Austin, Texas. The Bible League is attending to help raise awareness of the growing need for God's Word nationwide. Pastors, worship leaders, and teachers from the nation and the world will be attending the conference. Bible League trains Christian leaders in 60 countries already and provides scripture in 120 languages. However, they want to let conference attendees know that you don't have to leave the country in order to make an impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.